Welcome to the AMGU Telecom Podcast. Here's the team from AMGU with insider news and opinions on the issues affecting you from the mobile industry, AMGU phones, and everything Android. Hello, it's Adrian here again with the AMGU Podcast, and today I'm going to be talking about Android 5.0 and 5.1. If you're an Android fan, then no doubt you look forward to Google's quite regular updates of the Android operating system. It doesn't matter which phone hardware you have, because if you're running a certain version of Android, it should generally be about the same on whichever phone you're using. The benefit of getting the new version of Android is that often it includes good new features and improvements that it didn't have before. So, although you may not be changing your phone, when you change your operating system to the new version, and usually that upgrades automatically, you will be getting almost a new kind of phone in terms of its functions, features, and abilities. Well, the up-to-date version is Android 5.1, and that's a version of Android Lollipop. As we know, Google usually name each Android version after some kind of sweet food such as a cake or a candy. Lollipop was first announced in June 2014, but probably most of us got it by the end of the year. Some of the various benefits of Lollipop are improved camera. If you're like me, sometimes you might think that the stock camera app coming with Android phones is a little bit slow and perhaps doesn't take the best picture possible. This has long been a source of frustration for Android users, and so it was good news to see that in Android 5.0, Google have taken some pains to fix the camera app and to make it more professional. So now, it's possible to take much higher quality images with your phone camera, regardless of which phone you're actually using, and these images should be good enough for you to put into desktop publishing and to edit such as a professional photographer would edit. For example, you can now shoot photographs in RAW format, which is a commonly used format amongst professionals. Another improvement was the pickup between pushing a button on screen and an action happening. In past versions of Android, perhaps this might be just a little tiny bit slow, there was a little bit of lag, but now it's almost instantaneous with Android 5.0. You'd probably best see this feature when using perhaps something like a keyboard app to play music. When you're pressing keys on your keyboard, you don't want to have to wait for the note to play. Otherwise, how can you play music well? And so, this has now been fixed, and indeed you can play music quite easily using this feature. The overall look of Android changed as well with the coming of Android Lollipop, because Google launched a new type of look for the entirety of Android, which is called material design. Of course, in a podcast, it's kind of difficult to show you how this looks, but it does include a nicer, slicker, more modern design with more use of white space and also little tiny animations for when you're hitting buttons, opening windows and things like that. So it looks a lot more modern and professional than before. I think we can all agree that battery life on smartphones usually isn't amazing. Certainly not as good as in the days when we were all using big blocky Nokias, which only really needed to be charged once a week or so. But times have moved on and we do use our phones for a lot more different functions and purposes now on a daily basis. So of course they're going to use more power. Problem is, if it does run out, then it means you're all at sea and you can't do what you need to do. Google recognised this, and in their aims to make progress, they've tried to improve battery life as well with Android 5. This includes work from their project called Project Volta, and that includes a refreshed battery saver mode, scheduling APIs which will stop tasks from happening unless you're connected to Wi-Fi, and batching tasks together at the same time to minimise the amount of time that your phone's having to try to run them, which every time your phone is doing anything in terms of computing, it's going to use battery life. So now the phone is more intelligently trying to run each process. A big issue for many of today's Android users is security. Of course, when you're doing online banking, you've got important documents stored on your phone, you've got your personal information stored there, then if your phone does get hacked or lost, you're in danger of having some real problems. Google are trying to help us out by enhancing security. One of the cool things they've brought in is flexible security. So for example, if you're in a safe location, such as your home, your phone can automatically unlock without a password. But of course, if you're out and about in, say, a coffee shop, it's going to still need that password, and your phone will know whether it's in that safe location or not, and those can be preset by yourself. That increases convenience for users and security. Default encryption was also brought in, but I think after lobbying by the NSA, Google only added it as a default to their Nexus devices. And encryption means that all of the information on the phone is automatically encrypted. The effect of this is that as long as you're running a password on your phone, and who doesn't use a password, it means that were your phone to be lost or stolen, it would be nigh on impossible to get any data from it because everything would be encrypted. The last cool security feature is screen pinning. I think we've all had young relatives or kids when they've been playing with your phone and maybe they just wanted to play a game, but they've been pressing all sorts of things and perhaps they might download an app which you have to pay for by accident or something like this. It's now possible to pin a screen. So for example, if you are handing your phone over to a young child to play a game, you can lock that app to appear on the device. Whilst they can play the game, they can't navigate out of it. So this helps to secure what's going to be happening once it's in the kid's hands. Finally, and this is good news for gamers, now because Android 5 demands a higher specification of hardware to run, i.e. a more powerful phone, and as the years go by, hardware will always increase in power, so will the demands that Android makes on it in order to be the best operating system that it can. So this change is that now most Android 5 smartphones can offer PC standard graphics for games, whereas before it perhaps was only possible to play quite simple games on many phones. Now the wealth of games offered to gamers using a smartphone is very vast and really interesting, and finally in the year 2015 we're starting to see that phones and tablets can be a viable gaming alternative to consoles and PCs. While we're here though, I'll just mention Android 5.1. Android 5.1 is an update to 5, and that includes a few more tweaks as well. It was announced in March of 2015, so it's only been around for a couple of months or so. 5.1 includes some tweaks to quick settings. Google have made it easier to hop between Wi-Fi or Bluetooth devices with new menus which give you all of these options together rather than having to find them in different areas of the settings. HD voice, yes, that's a thing, now exists as standard with Android 5.1. It does depend on your device and it does depend on your network, but for instance, if you're using a very new flagship smartphone, there's a good chance you'll be able to make high quality voice calls, and they will be noticeably better than they've ever been before, thanks to the support for HD voice from Android 5.1. It also includes dual SIM support. In the past, Android never supported dual SIM specifically. For example, with all AMGU phones, we do offer dual SIM slots in the phone, which means that you can use two different networks for different reasons. For example, one for using mobile broadband and one because you have a bundle of voice calls or SMS, or maybe for business travellers who can use their most popular destination's network. Now, Google allows you to switch between those as standard rather than having to use settings of the phone which are not specifically included in Google. It's a minor thing, but these two little tweaks make things more convenient. One of the newest security features with 5.1 is device protection. Dave Burke, the VP of Android Platform, said, "With device protection, your lost or stolen device will remain locked until you sign in with your Google account, even if someone resets your device to factory settings." So that means if your phone does get lost or stolen and the person who has got it now tries to reset it to factory settings, actually that won't help them. It still will be completely locked down until you sign in with your Google account. And of course, they're never going to know your Google account details. Finally, you can set any interruptions at your discretion. For example, there are three options: none, priority, or all. This means that during a period of time, you will or will not only be interrupted by notifications coming from certain predefined actions, apps, people, or things. There's also a cool downtime function, which means that you can basically turn off your phone from any interruptions during a period of time. This could perhaps be overnight when you're asleep, and your phone won't be able to give you any more interruptions, such as app notifications, until your alarm goes in the morning to wake you up. So what do you make of Google Android 5.0 Lollipop? Are you a user? Do you feel that it's better than the last incarnation, which was called KitKat? Google estimate that about 9.7% of Android smartphone users are currently using a version of 5.0 or 5.1. Is that you? Let us know how you feel about Android 5.0 Lollipop by adding your comment to this podcast's blog. I'll include a blog about some of the benefits of Android 5.0 in the show notes, and I'll also include links to the AMGU website and AMGU Facebook page. Until next time, we'll see you later. Thanks for listening.